Right, so Wogan's been talking about us, apparently.
Old Chris Miles. Radio 1. God bless him.
But he was talking about us yesterday. He's given us a nice few mentions.
He's obsessed.
We've got the audio from yesterday, which I haven't heard yet. Alan has heard it.
I have.
Is it complimentary or negative? Or both?
Majority of it is complimentary.
Right.
There's a little bit in there that...
Yeah.
You'll
listen to Chris Miles on Radio 1. Why not tune in? He's a fat... Whatever.
This is Wogan, then, from yesterday. Is it yesterday, today, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Right.
Sheryl Crow.
On Radio 2.
Radio 2, yeah. I'm very glad to be here, I can tell you. Yeah. It's a Monday, Monday the 5th of January. Yeah. And Len Horridge says, yo, Discmeister. So, bad news, then. Not only were you not on television over the festive period, now you're up against Chris Moyles.
Ooh.
Or Moylesy, as he's known to his crew every morning. He's an engaging fellow, old Moylesy.
Really?
He's got a BBC One advertising campaign and 14 scriptwriters on his side.
Have I?
And what have you got? I've got Dr. Wallington, Peter
thank
Winters,
you,
McGillicuddy
you.
Walters.
Yeah, cheap.
I've got a weather chap.
We don't have a weather chap.
He's not a fair contest, is he? No, and old Moylesy starts at 7 and does it for 3 hours.
Oh, what?
You know, we do it for 2. Yeah. In no time at all, Moylesy will have 200 to 300 listeners. So that advertising campaign will look like money well spent. Like you are. Well spent. Len Horrible. I've seen that ad for Radio 1. He's a... what is he? A refuse disposal operative.
Bin man.
Walking about, old Moylesy.
Yes.
Effing and blinded.
Is he?
No, I'm not.
And throwing bicycles over the wall.
Yes.
And the final shot, he's picking his nose.
What?
What is that? What is that telling people?
Oh.
What does that tell people about Radio 1?
That it's great.
Hi.
For nose pickers everywhere. Dustman of the UK. Anybody who's ever thrown away rubbish, this is the station for you.
Come on,
plus, I have my own hair. Thank you.
It feels good.
Anyway, thank you, Chris. Here's Victoria Beckham.
It's all for you.
You see, I made the decision to give you a call.